Leonard Bernard was a platoon leader in the 1st Cavalry Division and saw plenty of action.
I saw a lot of combat. We had 96 guys in my company. In 6 months, we had 48 were killed.
It was June 20th, 1967, when he suffered massive head and chest injuries while fighting in the jungles of Vietnam. He spent the next year in hospitals and was finally able to come home. At that time, the anti-war movement was escalating, with everyone from college students to celebrities criticizing the government for a war that seemed unwinnable. Looking back, he says the hardest part of the recovery wasn't in the hospital.
I came home with 5 tubes sticking out of me, and somebody comes up and spits on me and called me a fascist pig.
And he says it was an attitude that blamed soldiers for an unpopular war that has haunted Vietnam vets ever since.
Statistically proportionate, Vietnam vets are off the chart. Can't find them, don't know where they are, drugs, alcohol, because of not what Vietnam did to them, it's what the public did to them for 20 years. They beat them down like tent pegs.
And he says one of the things Vietnam vets are most proud of today, not the memories of battle, but how veterans of present-day wars don't get the same treatment vets did 40 years ago.
The legacy is, and a lot of Vietnam vets will tell you, we take a lot of pride in the fact that regardless of your political ideology, these people coming home today are treated with respect and dignity.
Bernard hasn't lived his life waiting for these medals that include a Purple Heart given to soldiers injured in combat. But the 65-year-old who lives in Shotwell Park in Syracuse and is a retired city firefighter is happy to finally get them.
I want what's due me under the law based on the evidence, and those are what I have earned. And I wanted them primarily for my family as a legacy of my accomplishments in Vietnam.
He says in the end, no one can understand the battle experience of anyone in any war.
All you can do is respect those that do and embrace them.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.